Welcome, everybody, to episode 2 of the Brady and Assem podcast, aka Tech Talk. Today's episode featured Taren Tech. Now, for some reason, we didn't really give him an intro, so I'll do it right now. He's a fellow tech talker with 170k followers, and overall, a really chill person. In today's episode, we looked at some of Taren's old YouTube videos, talked about the current state of TikTok, and overall just had some really off-topic and random conversations.
Taren, I saw earlier, you asked a few creators, have you ever been recognized by someone in person before?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how'd that go for you?
So stupid. No. So it was in Best Buy, and I was making a TikTok. Okay, so I was just, like, clicking, like, Razer keyboards, and then He comes up, are you Taren Tech? And then that's not even how you pronounce it. It was the most awkward.
Dude, and then, no, I get recognized too. I was at baseball practice, and the kid from a younger team comes up to me. Do you have TikTok? Like, are you on TikTok? I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to play baseball. I really don't want to talk to you right now. But no, I'm not even kidding. This kid was maybe 9. Maybe. My whole fan base. It's all right. Hey. That's cool. It's whatever.
And I've never been recognized in public.
Brady didn't lose house.
Yeah, and my city doesn't have much to offer us. So, you know, unless they're watching my TikTok videos. Yeah,
Pablo Escobar freaking scrolling through TikTok.
We're not dealing with much, and you know, as school, no one really. Yeah, and
I don't know how you even got recognized at school.
Yeah, no.
My entire school knows who I am now. It's so sad.
Are you
I hate
online?
It so much. I'm in person. I go 4 days a week.
Too, yeah.
It's just no. Like, how do they know? Some random person DM me on Instagram. And they go to my school and they said, "Yo, you have a TikTok? I don't even know you, but I don't know you go to my school." I'm like, nah. We just like not. I get called. All right, this is the worst thing in the world. Sometimes, like on my team, I get called. I think it was the other day. I was at the plate. They said, "Come on, Assem." I literally wanted to die. I'm not even kidding. It was the worst thing ever. I was
like, next year, if I'm in person next year, it would be so annoying. It's like they interviewed me for the yearbook. Like they put a page of like this guy has a TikTok. Gonna be
no
so bad.
Oh, I thought mine was bad. Oh bad. Man, man got a full yearbook feature.
So who wrote this article about? Was it like
the yearbook like club?
So it was the yearbook people, and they had their own take on your TikTok.
Some famous people that go to our school. Oh, that's bad.
Most likely to get popular. God, what a
like,
bad
no, it's, and like the content we make too is not like something you'd like want to show off. Like, yeah, some people are in the tech. I mean, yeah, do your thing.
Just TikTok in general is not something you want to. It's like,
it's not, yeah, it's
say,
not, it's not
oh,
very respected.
Yeah,
like, dude, what do you do?
Like
dance?
Doing, like,
yeah,
exactly.
That's immediately what you're gonna think of.
I've gotten requests for shout outs to my school. Literally, some random junior kid at lunch came up to me one time. What? No, I'm not even kidding. Came up to me at lunch. He's like, "Yo, I know you have TikTok. Can you give me a shout out one time?" I'm like, "You're a junior. You graduate in a year. I don't even know where I'm going." Like. Hey. It's just not. Don't ask for shoutouts, guys. And shoutouts too. Even if you get one, it doesn't matter because you won't gain followers. Because Ascend shouted you out doesn't mean people are gonna like your content.
Exactly.
If says it's a Carter shoutout, then you're gonna get followers.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I get like 20k off a Carter shoutout. You know, just a whole giveaway.
I mean, Pengy's whole community.
All you have to do is follow Brady to be entered.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's exactly. Pengy gained like. He got like 6 shoutouts from Carter in 2 days.
I know. Pinky's actually kind of smart. He just doesn't show off his information in the nicest ways. Pinky, if you're watching, be nicer.
Yeah.
Pinky's mean as fuck. I can't even
Taren,
lie.
You're still
not to me though.
But so
for the love of,
it's like the end and the beginning. So guys at the podcast, while Taren tries to get this fixed, we've been sitting here for about 10 minutes before this. Trying to fix Taren's mic issues,
they're still occurring.
Yeah, they're still occurring.
Hey, it's gotten better though. At first we couldn't hear him. Then it was just lagging out. Then it's just lagging out less. So we're almost there. We should be good in a few minutes.
So all right, guys, we fixed the issue, or Taren fixed the issue. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't help at all. He did it all himself. Well, what a guy. But
Taren. I still don't know how to use Discord.
Continuing on what we left off on, which was talking about, have you ever been recognized before? And none of us, I'm the only one who hasn't been recognized, which kind of hurts my feelings.
Irrelevant.
At the same time, hey, but at the same time, I don't want to get recognized in 90.
Oh, no, you don't want to. Yeah. It's not good. Nah, it's not no, fun. If I get recognized in a grocery store or something with my mom.
Oh, man. Oh,
God. I'm running, dude. I'm running.
It's cool. It sucks at the same time.
Yeah, it's like some random person knows you because you're famous on social media.
Yeah.
TikTok is qualified as the least for, what is it, fame? Like, 100K on YouTube, I consider you famous. That's not a liar. 100K on YouTube, that's hard.
Is somewhat famous.
I know. Yeah. 10K on YouTube is harder than 100K on TikTok.
Yeah,
by far.
I'd rather have a 10K on YouTube than 100K on TikTok.
For sure.
Well, 10K...
YouTube's monetization, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, speaking of TikTok fame, Taryn, thoughts on Charli D'Amelio?
Have you seen
her alt account?
That's and then Charli fan page is just my entire For You page.
We know what Taryn's
lucky, dude.
Liking.
Man, I wish.
So
we know what he likes. Just scrolling through liking all of them. Straight to the favorites. So, Taryn, you live in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
So does Brady. Thought, is North Carolina good for someone that lives there?
I mean, Charlotte. Oh, wait. I probably shouldn't say this.
No,
it doesn't.
Bro, your city has like.
Who cares?
In it. It's fine. You're fine.
Yeah, Charlotte's fine. I mean, it's like somewhat popular. Popular enough.
Where Brady lives, where do I get shot on the way to school? Freaking.
Where Brady lives is so, like, it's like irrelevant.
It's not
like
irrelevant.
Yeah, dude. It's there's like nothing there, bro.
No, nothing.
It's only relevant because
yeah,
you
I went
there.
There like five times. It's just graveyards.
Oh yeah, no, seriously. That's all
literally,
I'm
there's
telling,
so
the
many
shooting.
Graveyards.
Business is booming there. Yeah. The graveyard.
God, I don't know why anyone would want to visit there. I don't think anyone legitimately visits there. Taryn, why did you come to my city? What is here that you're interested in?
I had a tennis tournament thing.
Dude, I knew you played tennis.
Yeah, that doesn't sit right with me. I've never seen someone from here play tennis. It's forgotten.
Tennis is low key. I played it for like not like legit because I'm probably not good enough. Dude, tennis is not gonna. It's underrated. Tennis is underrated. People hate on tennis too much. My friend plays tennis. Dude, he's like good or something. He's in like some like intense league or something. He like practices like 7 days a week.
Yeah.
They don't mess around with tennis.
Tennis is pretty cool. And you know what? Ascend, I say we just get straight into the bones of this podcast. And we go ahead and do a Taryn YouTube video review.
God dang it.
You guys haven't seen, I've posted clips on my Instagram. He's like, go check those out.
Go check them out.
Taryn Tech, guys, Taryn Tech on YouTube. If you like to see more of this amazing YouTube content.
Yeah, if you
want
to watch it yourself, make sure to go check it out. It is titled, I Need a New PC in an ROG rig reboot. Make sure to go check it out. But without further ado, let's go ahead and screen share this. Get it going and do a little.
I believe Taryn made these videos like 2 months ago or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, no,
September 23rd, 2020.
Wrong screen. Exactly.
Yeah, Taryn has like, he's you know, he's aged just a little bit in a couple months, you know.
Yeah.
And he has on
let's
the
let's check out.
Hey, great like to dislike ratio.
Hey. It was needed, bro. It's needed.
The fact that we contributed to the dislikes.
Yeah, no.
139 oh, months.
I would have disliked it, for the love of God.
Bro, okay, why isn't it deleted yet before we get into it?
Because it has like 7K views.
This is a good video. All right. Play it, roll it. All right. Is it all set up?
It's all set up. Let's jump. Oh, we need to give it a
little
wait.
This is the RG rig reboot. Wasn't that with like Linus?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That was with him. I remember that. Yeah. Taryn did not end up winning, obviously.
It was because it was 17 seconds longer.
Oh, God.
Oh, it needed to be a minute?
Yeah, and then I didn't
I'm sure you
would
have gotten it for the minute.
100%.
Damn, man. What a missed opportunity.
It got 7K views. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But
that's the only reason it's up.
Backstory of this is the ROG reboot. That was, what was this? This is 2018. So it was a while back, and you know, he almost made a video for it that obviously was really popular with the kids. And yep. Let's just go ahead and jump into it.
You've been having an unnecessary urge to break your PC. Then
editing
you must
that
be
form.
Experiencing a unbelievably obsolete PC.
All right, what was editing?
Make an edit, dude.
Yeah,
this, bro, that was the bad. First this... time like I like spent time editing a video.
This is better than me for sure. This is better than my editing.
Was there a script to this? Was it? Did you have a script ready?
Like, oh yeah, yeah. I had a sheet of notebook paper, and I wrote stuff down.
I can see you looking at it every like.
Yeah.
Hey, this was before its time.
Symptoms may include having a Core i7 first gen 920 from 2008. Now this is a $20.
Yep,
$20. CPU,
that's crazy.
$20.
4 gigs of DDR3 RAM.
That's insane.
A NVIDIA GT710. Have no fears.
Oh my god.
Oh lord. Oh no. I didn't watch this. I didn't know this was a thing.
God damn.
Bro, man is shining everything. This is good.
Yeah, there was F.
Linus Tech Tip ROG rig reboot.
And I didn't even change. I didn't know how to change the color of the text.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Bro, my god.
Bro, the style was on point, dude. The blue and neon Nike shirt.
Yep.
If you didn't rock those 2 years ago, dude, come
fifth
on.
Fifth grade drip. God,
Linus Tech Tips ROG rig reboot is here. Now you can play all the games.
Oh my god.
All right, let's look at
that
let's
background
look at these.
Music.
Let's look at the game select real quick.
Let's look at the. Okay.
All right.
Semi-valid. Okay. This at the
very
time,
valid.
At the time,
very,
season,
very
five,
valid.
Season 5 Fortnite. Dude,
no, that was
fine.
Like
that's
season
fine.
3, bro. That was insane.
Yeah, this
I
was,
know. It's
oh yeah,
freaking...
that was really early. So that's valid. Rocket League now.
God,
valid.
Call of Duty's
not
attempt
valid,
on
not valid.
Call of Duty's yo. Early attempt on Battle Royale. That didn't go over too well.
And then PUBG.
12 people watching.
That was like when it was like starting to die.
It wasn't too dead if you put it on there.
You want
to
play. And you will be that popular kid at school
oh, you're
that
very popular.
Everyone wants to play with.
Yep,
side effects,
100%.
Tears of joy. So excited that.
Okay.
Oh,
here,
this is the best part. Hold on.
Here
okay.
Comes a good clip. Let's reload this. Reload.
This has
it.
Been this has been posted on my Instagram and TikTok.
This
thing.
Is the
so
iconic
good.
Part of this video.
So excited that now I'll finally
oh,
be able
god.
To game. I'm so happy.
Very happy.
Dude, did any thought go through your mind? And how old were you here, you think?
12.
12?
Yo,
yes.
In your 12-year-old mind, there was nothing just like, hey, maybe I shouldn't put that part in. Just,
nah.
Just not.
Nah,
it's
nah.
Alright, hey. It's a good video. Obviously, 7K views. Not
this
bad.
This was a solid attempt at your 12-year-old self making a rig reboot video. And... you could have taken that out, and it would have probably like you see the like dislike ratio.
You probably would have won.
Yeah.
You probably would have won.
It definitely
yeah.
would have
won
a lot better. I think people.
Yeah.
You would have been at Linus Tech Tip Studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have like a 2080 Ti, just like
for sure. Yep.
And while we're at this point, what were the comments like before you disabled them?
I didn't disable them. YouTube disabled them because I was too young.
Oh. You're
oh.
Freaking 12.
Oh yeah. Oh, you put your real birthday into YouTube?
No, but like it's like weird. You like. It's on in the settings, but it's not there.
Well, I know what the comments would have been. I'm kind of glad they're off for your own sake,
for the sake of Terran mental health.
Frame rate and unexpected burst of excitement.
That background.
Oh my god, no!
Ah,
yikes!
Could have taken this out too, and it would definitely would have helped. Though.
It would have been like it would. Yeah, that one. Oh, I'm so stupid.
Excitement!
No,
that's another one. There we go.
That's my
counterpart. What a solid video! I'm
that's
so
crazy.
Glad that we.
I'm pretty recommended
that.
It is KSI.
Shut up!
It's all KSI.
Solid videos.
It's a fan of the British.
For overall,
dude,
Taren, if why do you?
That's not a bad video. Like
oh,
as current
it's
as
bad.
Current.
It's
not
very
not
bad,
it
let's
it
be
was
honest.
Not not. It was pretty current, but for being 12, dude, I was still editing on iMovie.
It was...
I used to have a YouTube channel. I posted, like, freaking vlogs and stuff. I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding. I deleted all of them.
Next podcast, I guess, we're going to be going through.
Please, please.
Wait, hold on, wait. It might still be a thing. I'll send the link if it is.
Oh, please. Oh, my. This would be amazing.
I'm not even kidding. They might be up still. How much did it cost on
the background on music on your video, Taryn? That was straight out of the YouTube search bar. Royalty-free background music.
Yeah, dude.
Yep. Playful. Yep.
Yep.
Freaking playful music.
Non-copyrighted.
Dude, this better still be a thing.
I'm surprised Sneaky Snitch didn't make an appearance in that.
2143@gmail.com. All
right. Well, while we wait for him to figure out his old YouTube password. Okay. You know, I'm not asking that. That's for a send.
That's my question.
Thoughts on Vibee streamer TikTok? Streamer TikTok in
general. We went over with Fallen Foe, and okay, Fallen Foe was not too hot about it.
Yeah,
he was the fan.
If you're posting like motivational content, delete your account, because that is so.
I can get on board with this.
So
I like this.
Unbelievably cringy. My motivations, Carter PCs and low.
It's the same. Nah. It's them every time. It's them.
God,
every
no.
Time.
I know.
Dude, no one has any motivations or inspirations. It's TikTok.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
And you guys hear this? This is two. We're gonna ask this every episode. Two people who have done pretty well on the app, and then me in a sense. So four people so far hate streamer TikTok. That is.
Yeah. If you post streamer TikTok and stuff, don't. Low, stop doing it for a reason. Okay.
He was He's the not only doing one anymore. Who
like post okay. Like if you can just like post Please? Stream clips or like just be
stream
that,
clips
that,
are those
fine.
Are entertaining
exactly
no those are perfect because like it's like oh this guy's kind of funny in this certain clip maybe yeah. He'll be funny all the time let me go
that,
check it out his
like
stream.
Sweaty like Teddy does it and he's like 500k now
yeah, I know I don't know fuck he has 500k
SM, go ahead.
I'm
talk,
not a
talk
fan. I'm
stuff.
Not a
kid.
I'm not a
Teddy. Yo, I'm cool with
Teddy. Teddy. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same. Bro.
He. Okay, I don't.
I follow him.
Me.
He follows me.
Yeah. Same.
He follows me. I don't follow him back.
Wow.
He seems nice. His attitude just pisses me off. I went to stream one time. He's just like that one weird kid that like freaking wears those ramen noodle hoodies. Like that is him. I'm sorry, dude. I can see 20 like Teddy pulling up to math class with a ramen noodle hoodie on. Obviously, like dude, sweaty. You can tell you the fuck. You can make fun of me all you want. I mean, you have 5 times my followers. I mean, fair enough. It's working for you.
Sweaty Teddy, whatever the fuck. I really hope Sony, he's not listening right now. I really
not,
do.
Please don't listen. Please don't die. Hey. It would be a little bit funny. It would be a little bit funny if he'd be listening right now. He seems nice. He seems cool. I mean, I doubt he's... I hope he's not like this in real life. But...
This is so bad, man. So bad. So out of line.
It's like... No, dude, he's
so out of line.
Well, let me check out his content real quick. Let me tell you
okay,
content,
he did,
sweaty.
Did, in a sense defense, he did post a video like a month and a half ago that was really bad. It was like a sad video, like the grind of a streamer. That was
yeah,
bad.
No, it, no. I don't hate me and Brady were in a call together, and we found that video. I was like, I was not a fan. Oh, if you wear a bucket hat while making TikTok or streaming,
if you say the word grind in a video,
yeah.
Delete that video, please.
These hats are no go. These hats are no go. Please don't.
Bucket
Wait.
Hat hate page is coming next.
His quality's gotten better, it seems. I've also not watched his stuff in a while.
His quality itself is good. I don't mind Teddy. I like Teddy. Teddy's cool.
One sec.
Yeah, sorry. We got a couple of things. To start, today I put up
these... Oh, yeah, also these... Oh, fuck.
It covers up this
Hold
ugly
up.
Wallpaper and adds some great...
All right, these things right here, those wall panels, please don't buy them. All right,
can
They're
we
cool.
Get
all right.
Can we stop...
I'm not gonna lie. Man. I was gonna, like, buy them tomorrow.
You know, Taryn?
Not anymore, Taryn.
Taryn. You know. No, they're pretty cool, but aren't they like they're like $70, aren't they?
Yeah, for like
they
30
of cheap.
Buy Nano Leafs instead. Don't buy that. Buy Nano Leafs instead.
Yeah, dude, just fill your wall with Nano Leafs. Simple
yeah,
as
so
that.
So easy, man. Simple. Moving on, we don't because Ascend's just gonna keep on trashing on sweaty like Teddy for no reason at all.
Wow.
And for people who don't know who he is,
you know what? Watch this. Watch this. Hold
10
up.
10 minutes of the podcast.
I'm gonna follow him back. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that's.
You know, I'm gonna message him. I'm gonna message him as well. All right. A little kid's face. All right.
I bet.
Never hurt anyone.
I bet. That never hurt anyone. Ecstatic when he wakes up and sees.
He's probably gonna be rock solid. I'm just gonna say.
Moving on.
I had that effect on people.
Zen, you want to ask your question? Actually, no, I don't want to ask that yet. All
right,
thoughts on
we're too high right now. We need to chill.
Thoughts on the current state of tech talk, the tech side of TikTok.
Okay, it's just weird. Like, no. So everyone stop doing "Don't buy that, buy this instead" videos. Okay?
There we go.
That's the first thing.
We can roll with Taryn a fair amount.
Yeah, go
and
ahead,
then just stop talking about the GK61. Stop like going on like those, like, you know, like just stop following everyone, like whatever they're saying, like like remember when Carter said the O11 dynamic had bad airflow? That was the stupidest month of tech talk ever. Bro,
I still get those comments. I don't even have an 11, dude. Exactly. I have Kmart O11.
He is the TechWare Phantom.
TechWare VXR. You can check it out on my link. I'm kidding. I think I took that link out.
Don't. Yeah, don't,
I took
don't
that link out.
That trash case. God.
No, I took good. Dude, it's 100, but no, it's $90.
We're veering off topic too much, so continue.
Am I kidding?
Jesus Christ.
No. Taryn's videos do very well. Taryn's videos do very well.
You've slowed down a lot, Taryn. You haven't posted as much. Why?
Yeah, because I have tests and stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Taryn, do you go to school?
Do you go to in-person school?
Online.
Oh, fucking lucky, dude.
Do you have an option? Or is?
Yeah, I do. I choose not to.
Brady, dude. Wow. If I could choose right now to never go to school again for the rest of the year, I would choose that.
Yeah,
same.
No,
I
would. Which I did.
Why would you go?
Why would you go like in person?
I sports after school.
I did because you know I'm at a new school this year and I did not want to have to wait until high school.
He has no friends essentially, so he has
essentially
to meet
yes, essentially.
No, high
I
school
only
would be better. Though. Just like the last year of middle school, bro. Nah, that's stupid.
Yeah, no.
The last year of middle school was fun, dude. The eighth grade was so fun. If you guys don't know, I'm a freshman.
Oh,
dude,
yeah, he's a freshman
year,
guy. Watch out, get out.
Yeah, but
I'm
COVID.
I'm not school, guys.
Taryn, what grade are you
in?
I'm freshman.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brady, how's it feel to be young and taller than me?
I'm not young. I'm literally, I was 7 days off the cutoff for anyone listening. I was 7 days off the cutoff to be a freshman.
Make it clear, guys.
Make it loud and clear.
Remember that.
I'm turning 15 in September. I'm turning 15 in September, okay? So I'm a grown man.
He can drive in 2 years.
All right, moving on to the next topic. We have, actually, no.
Friendly tip.
What are your thoughts on people who, quote unquote, like sell out? Like, say someone offered you, like a company offered you $1,000, a very sketchy company that you didn't know if it was a scam, if it wasn't. Would you accept $1,000 to promote it and like say, go download it, guys, like software?
Oh,
ooh,
yeah, not like a.
If it was like 10K, I would say yes. If it was like, nah, I wouldn't say yes to like 1,000.
I'd count with 5K. It's not like my views. My video would get views anyways. So. I mean,
ban
5K
for 300.
Or you can just like get the money and then just private the video. It's like
I know you
90%
do that a lot.
Exactly.
Taryn, do you do that? Do you do that?
Nah.
Bro,
there's a lot of
check.
TikTokers who do that.
I don't. Oh yeah. You wanna?
I don't know how everything going on that. All right.
I think we could have. We probably put Air's Game out of business with how much they've paid all three of us.
Who cared about Air's Game, dude? As if they're watching our podcast.
Bro, yeah,
yeah, Air's Game paid.
Air's
good,
Game,
guys.
They funded my 8710. Nothing but respect to them.
I know.
Yeah. They almost blew up good friend Ascend's computer. So.
They put my PC on a boot loop. They sent me a defective power supply. It's literally right there in a box.
I'll switch mine back whenever I don't feel lazy. I literally use mine. I use mine.
The 850 watt, the semi-modular one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, 850 watts for $72 think to yourself, that's probably too good to be true. I never said it was good in my review. I said I did an install video. I'm like, hey, this is what it is. Never said it was good.
So back to all right, let's up the question a little bit. If the company offered you do a good mid-ranger, $10,000, and they said, and they clearly stated in their email, this is malware. We want to, like, I'm talking like what's that thing? It's like a really bad program that you know is sketchy. Would you do $10,000? Like very, like it's not even like a question at this point. You know it's bad. I'm pretty much trying to force you to say yes. I would put my followers in immediate danger and get a company to sell their information.
I mean, if I was like that desperate, I mean, I probably would like
10 grand.
I would like make another account with like a similar username, post the video to that account, and then send the link to that. Get the money.
There you go.
Delete the account.
Let's be honest, dude. $10,000 to someone that's 15 years old, that is an insane amount of money.
Yeah. I would find a way to say don't download this. I just wanted to get a check. I'd find a way for that much money.
I mean, yeah. No. Have you guys seen the videos recently about like the crypto people were promoting and stuff? People are I don't want to name any names because I like him, but there's some people like TikTokers that promote like cryptocurrencies and like, guys, if you buy it now, it'll go to the moon. You'll make so much money.
Who is it? You've said enough this podcast. Say it, bro.
Blaze Technology, okay?
Wow.
It's probably legit, but like I saw a video on that. It's like Blaze, I talked about it with Kyle as well. Pieces with Kyle. It's like it's basically what these companies do. They get you to promote it. They give you like a little bit of it, and then however much you promote it, it goes up, and then you can pull out of it. Eventually, the founders just pull out of it, and then you lose all your money, and then they make a bunch of money. It's essentially a scam.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Well, no,
but you could like actually like make like a decent bit of money like before they pull out.
I don't think it's sketchy, honestly. Like it's not sketchy. I mean, you know,
true. But
it's not even sketchy. Like it's not even bad, really. I kind of respect that.
It's just kind of, I don't know, like promoting crypto is like a weird thing. It's like promoting a stock. Like why? I mean, there's definitely a check involved. A nice check with Blaze Technology on it.
Oh, speaking of influence, Taryn, do you think Carter actually influences like the PC market? Like when he talks about something, because people say that all the time. People are like,
I think he does. Maybe and like here's a why. Keyboard. Here's cause... why.
Bro,
here's why. No, it's just one example. Not the whole thing. I remember whenever he got his 4000D, right? His 4000D back in July. No one heard of that case ever.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the 4000D? No, you haven't.
Not everyone on this app has one.
Everyone has one, along with it was sold out for like 2 months straight.
Yeah.
It's a good case. But, I mean, when you have that big of a following, anything you say and you get that you say is like great for the prize, you're going to have a lot of sales with it or whatever it is. It's a good case.
Carter made the MG60 go out of business, essentially.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... I think he... To an extent.
He has an influence. But yeah, exactly. To an extent.
Yeah.
It's not too severe.
People are like, Carter, you shouldn't have talked about this. No, I'm not going to be able to get it. Like, there's people, like, the tech community is not really at all. Like, it's so much bigger than social media. Like,
Also, freaking 45-year-old dudes that don't even know who the heck TikTok is. And they have a PC.
Yeah, do you think Greg from IT support at Microsoft is watching Taryn Tech and Ascend 8's videos on TikTok? trying to learn about this stuff. Absolutely not.
Dude, man will make us look like scums, dude. Those people scare me. The people at MicroCenter, their like knowledge is beyond me. I don't know how to say you get that smart of PCs.
Imagine having a MicroCenter nearby. That's crazy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You guys on MicroCenters?
4 hours away.
No, yeah. Wait, where's the closest one, Taryn?
It's Georgia. There's two in Georgia.
Why
would there be two in Georgia? What is in Georgia?
There's one in Yuli's hometown, so y'all can figure that one out from. And it's not the one.
Mine's 15 minutes away.
Wow.
That's the one.
I also have an IKEA.
I have an IKEA.
We have an IKEA. Well, no, Taryn, I actually went.
Taryn and Brady meet up at IKEA.
that would pop. You know it would pop. You know it would go crazy. You know
Swedish meatball mukbang. Mukbang.
God.
Live stream on Twitch.
But yeah, that IKEA, it's when I went, they were sold out of literally everything, and I had to drive.
Oh yeah.
2.5 hours.
I'm on like 30 minutes. Stuck online.
What do you not like about Charlotte? Cause I'm actually interested. I'm intrigued because that's where I want to move.
I like almost everything about Charlotte. Brady wants to move there, dude.
So you like?
Yeah.
I like Charlotte a lot.
You live like outside of the city a good amount, right?
Like 20 minutes away.
Okay, yeah, that's about. So, yeah. You rock with Charlotte essentially is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ascend, you got anything? You got. How do you feel about good old St. Louis?
I don't like Fayetteville.
Dude, St. Louis. All right. Here's tips. If you're gonna visit St. Louis, don't go to the north side. There's about a 90% chance you will not come out of it alive. But hey, the south side is very nice.
Don't trash on St. Louis. You little, you know.
Dude, there was a shooting last night and the night before.
There was a shooting down, like, next block over, like, 3 days ago.
This
like
is America. Don't you
sleep. Well, on that note.
Oh, shoot.
Too many shootings, dude. We need to stop
that. You got anything you want to touch on before we start wrapping this up? Because I don't think this was a very structured podcast. I think it kind of just...
I like it like that, dude. No structure is great.
Thank you guys for watching episode 2 of the podcast. Thank you, Taryn, for coming on. And make sure to tune back in next week for our interview with The Rock Johnson.
Brian from Asus.
Brian from Asus. Yeah, we can announce.
Brian from Asus. Asus man.
Asus man.
Asus man. Brian.
Brian. Yep. Brian.
Yeah, him. Yeah, we got him.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, who are you? Who are you? Who could you guys get?
Come back. Yeah, come back. Yeah, other TikTok podcasters. Get out of here.
I don't see Taco Tech pulling it, Brian from Asus. All right.
Nope. All right. You got it first. All right. Come back in a week from what? Next Sunday?
Yeah, next Sunday.
So what? Next Sunday, what's that, like the 9th? May 9th.
Come back
podcast with Brian from Asus. Come check it out. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you later.